Update, I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for two more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
DeCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DeCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DeCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DeCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DeCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Leading a crusade to expose government fraud, Alex Jones goes inside and behind the lines to reveal the suppression of the American people as only Alex can.
You know, in the Soviet Union and China, they would come in and take over churches. You had to be licensed. You had to be certified.
This church has been ordered to be closed at high noon. Are the federal marshals there yet? You haven't seen them. Where are they? They're supposed to be here at 30. High noon.
The Sovietization of America.
The Internal Revenue Service wants to control every church in America because they want the preachers to be silent and to lead their people into the new world order.
Turning the tables on the establishment 15. That wants to control you. Alex Jones, weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on Liberty Works Radio.
This is America with a K. Your rights will go soon, too, unless you stand with a strong voice and say no to the new world order.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Back as Stephen Pickford, and we are with a special guest, Rebecca, here at the Penny House Inn on Cape Cod in Easton, Mass. Steve?
Yes, and northeastern Massachusetts is where I travel to every year from the mid-60s to the late 70s. My grandfather had a house here during the summertime, and it was part of my summertime tradition. A lot of memories growing up, coming to northeastern. It's been 25 years since I've been here, and I had the impression, if I came back to Cape Cod, how much would it have changed? And happily, it has not changed so much that I don't recognize the place and had all my dreams shattered. It is still a very beautiful, warm, welcoming, hospitable destination.
Well, I can kind of understand that because growing up, I mean, this is my first time on the Cape, but Steve went here for close to 15 years. This is a man who can tell you what you were wearing if he met you one time in 1972, yet can't find his grandfather's house.
Well, they have done a number of renovations to it. So I have talked to my aunt, and she is giving me some architectural highlights and says, well, look.
There's got to be walls and a roof.
Oh, yes, and some windows, yes.
And a door, just in case.
And an antenna on the on the rooftop. And
that would be on my head to get my signals from outer space. But
oh, yes, and talk about that. Dr. Bob Hirano will be on later. No.
When I was young, my family used to go to a campground in upstate New York. And so going back there, it evoked a lot of memories of the happier times in life. One of the things we particularly enjoy about our trips to New England and Cape Cod now is the fact that along the Atlantic seacoast, you're going to get a lot of places that evoke those memories of when we were young, the days of old, going there, happier memories sitting on the beach. They even have those colored parasols with the same color schemes that they had way back then. And that's a good thing, because you can actually really relax. Honestly, coming from the big city, I mean, we live in Montreal, and we wound up, very tightly, and we get there to the beach, sitting on there, and finally took a day, and it's starting to de-stress, starting to let out. And with the sea air, with the warm breeze coming up, and
the water on Cape Cod Bay, yeah. And there's around half a dozen beaches, public beach access. You can get parking permits at the town offices, and you can park there, and many of them have restroom facilities, or half of them have restroom facilities. Very warm, calm water, ideal for families, and people are out there with kites, and even, you figure at the end of June, water might still be a little cold. Hey, it's already in the high 60s, low 70s to go in that nice, warm bay water, and it gets even warmer later in the summer.
The ocean side's definitely a different story.
Yes, they're talking about getting up to the mid-50s, I think, in the water temperature. But you go to the Cape Cod National Seashore, Coast Guard Beach and Nauset Light Beach, Marconi Beach and Wellfleet, and it's a different experience. The sand dunes, the dune vegetation, the marsh vegetation, all protected since the early 60s under the Cape Cod National Seashore Park.
Mm-hmm. One of the interesting things that struck me, of course, was the Marconi Beach, and by the very fact that Giuliano Marconi himself put up a wireless transmission facility here. And so we went to take a look at the old station site. What struck me was the erosion of the beachfront. Over 100 years, close to 100 feet of it is gone.
Oh, that's absolutely a problem here in East Hammen and Wellfleet. And the latest erosion studies that they've been calculating is that it's actually ending up in Provincetown. That's where the new land is going.
Okay. Well,
so the sand has been transposed by the currents to add to the land. So it hasn't just disappeared. It's just reshaping the Cape as we know it. Okay. Well, when we came down here from the late 60s, we went to Coast Guard Beach, and there was a huge parking lot there. And then, of course, year by year, less and less parking lot. Now they have to park off-site and shuttle you in because the parking lot has pretty well disappeared.
Right. The Coast Guard Beach parking lot, I believe, went in the blizzard of 78. I think that's when it disappeared, the parking lot. It just got completely wiped out.
Yeah, that would be actually after the last time you left the Cape for the very last time.
Right, for the last time, just after. So, no, it's fun to come back, and I look at different restaurants, different motels and inns. They were in existence back then. So,
which was the nice thing where we were talking about originally. Sometimes you go to a place, and it is so changed, and all the good parts of it have just seemed to be sucked out. And then all you're left with is a bare shell of your memories. And then it's like, I want to preserve the good memories while I have them. And then you don't really want to go back. But here in Cape Cod, it's not the case. Stephen remembers it. I asked him going through. I mean, I've heard for all these years. Now, Stephen and I have known each other for over 26 years. So it's at that point I started saying, well, I want to hear about this place you've been talking about for all these years. And so we got in here. And when you pass the rotary going up, sort of the flexed arm, as it were, of the Cape towards Easton, I said, okay, this road, is it bigger? Is it smaller? Did they change it since the last time? He says, no, it's exactly like this. It was always four lanes, two lanes either direction, and it was 40 miles per hour speed limit. Around here, this is the kind of place where I don't really like to speed in the first place. So I go there.
And you definitely shouldn't, not in East Ham.
Not at all. No. There are people you get from the big city, and this is the kind of place where you're induced to go from, you got to get there yesterday, got to get there now. And so you can get wound up, but there's an awful lot of people. And I used to be like that, 6-7 years ago. Got to get there in 2 seconds flat. Steven used to joke about how we beat the airplane.
The plane landing, and oh boy, Willem would be there, and Kari had at the time a Subaru, and we called it Air Subaru, because there he was beating that Dash 8 on its approach to the airport.
Even faster than Leadfoot Linda. But anyway, getting past that right now, I don't mind. You can relax, and that's the whole point of coming up here in the first place, is the relaxation. Even at the nature park where we were yesterday with Steve, you get up there and you sit on a few beaches, and it's interesting just to hear the ocean and the wildlife and the birds and so on. Of course, I know somebody who could probably pick out every bird just by its sound. Well, that's a blue jay, that's a cardinal, that's an oriole. And I say, how the hell do you do that? I don't know.
The Red Maple Swamp Walk and Nauset Marsh, and we spent a good hour and a half walking through there. It's well laid out, well marked. They have redone the boardwalk and the new composite materials. Very easy on the feet to walk through there.
Sure.
And good parking access. And you just sit there on a rock and you take it all in. And there's the salt smell, the sea marsh, and the birds. And the we did hear the that famous duck.
Yes, we heard a duck.
We heard a duck, and
it was a real duck. It wasn't someone stepping on a duck.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, the wild duck. Rattler duck.
Well, that was kind of funny. Yeah, it was the poisonous rattler duck.
And we saw a few kids running. We thought, we could tell them the alligators after them. But no alligators.
I don't
a swamp
exactly know
and
what that running was all about. But they're running past us, and they're going, I can't stand that. I'm just trying to enjoy my place in the countryside here. And then I turned to Steve. I said, well, what if they're running away from something that's chasing them?
I don't think they're here on Cape Cod.
No, that's just the conspiracy theorist in me
talking.
That's
right.
And this time of year is very pretty there with the flowers and the fragrances of the flowers. It's a different type of vegetation in the marsh that you really have to stand there and breathe in the air and the smells and really
take
it all in.
Yeah, that's another important thing. Once again, this person who can pick out just about every bird and every animal from about 400 feet away, blindfolded, can probably tell you what every flower is, too. So, yeah.
I'm walking on the beaches. You come across clams and crabs and various different
No, Stephen, you got the crabs.
Oh, the crabby people, we know. But especially at low tide on the bayside when the tidal pools and walking out there, people were talking about finding these crabs and these clams, and that's great for children.
Hey, we saw some kids flying kites yesterday. That's something everybody used to tell me to go and do.
That's
and
right.
Then you saw the pier. Later on, we went out to Provincetown, and you saw the same pier that they told you to walk off of.
So. Oh, yes, the short pier. I figured I was going to go take a long walk. Well, stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are in
safe.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Back to sports probably means back to school, or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
You have taken my script and you're speaking it for me.
I'm thrilled with the concept and the program.
The Democrats are people who use social welfare programs to get rich, and the Republicans are people who use social welfare programs to get richer.
One network, many voices.
Are you ready for the truth?
If I understood him correctly, because the voters had rejected this on the local and state level.
You wouldn't accept anything as long 30? As you have the rhetoric to give to them and let them swallow it.
Anyway, that's not my call.
America's new town forum.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm going to kick the lines open right now. Maybe you got a question you need answered.
It's just so great to imagine so many people out there and making contact with them.
Hello, am I in the air?
I find you fascinating.
Are you ready for the truth?
Please stay on the air.
Are you?
Rejoice. Your days of suffering are over.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Tell me how will I ever be the same? But I know that that woman is with a ring. Your name, nobody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control? Baby's got my heart and my baby's got my mind. But tonight the sweet devil's got my soul.
Welcome Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford here in Cape Cod. And soon we will actually be talking about Provincetown.
Yep, we were there last night. And, of course, we're surrounded by water here on both sides. The ocean to the east, the beautiful beaches of the Cape Cod National Seashore.
I thought you were about to say something else surrounded by.
Oh, well, different things. And we're speaking today with Rebecca Keith, one of the innkeepers here at the Penny House Inn on Route 6, northeast of Massachusetts.
Hi.
What a beautiful property.
Thank you.
Warm, hospitable people. This really symbolizes that New England and Cape Cod hospitality.
Well, thank you. You know, we've owned the Penny House Inn since 1988. We've done extensive renovations to it. When we first bought the property, my mother and father first bought the property, there were 12 bedrooms with double beds, all decorated in gold, red, and blue, and 5.5 bathrooms. So that meant you didn't have your own bathroom when you first came.
Red, and blue?
Oh, yes, yes. Traditional colonial colors.
Colonial colors. Okay.
I guess that was their theme. And some of the rooms were peach. With rust-colored carpet. Yeah, it was.
Well, peach and rust, okay, not so bad, but gold,
a mixture hold over from the 70s.
I think so. Along with the foil paper that was in one of the bathrooms.
Must have been Samuel L. Bronkowitz. Yeah.
Famous architect.
Yes, famous architect from Montreal. Well, actually, speaking of good architecture, when we were last in Pittsburgh, we met up with a guy from the Heinz Institute, a guy named Digby, who, of course, thought Frank Lloyd Wright was the man himself.
The man, okay. Yeah.
But anyhow, be that as it may, it is a beautiful property. It started out as an old farmhouse in 1690.
Or before. When we first bought the inn, the previous owners had told us that it was at least 1751. They couldn't put an exact date on the property because the town hall burnt down or the Brunswick County Records Department burnt down. And so everything was dated that was standing from 1751 onwards.
Okay. So that's where I got the 1700 from.
That's right.
So it's almost an approximate year, but
It's an approximate year. But definitely, the when we started renovating the inn and we put the front great room on back in 1993-94, when we opened up the side of the house so that we could put those private bathrooms in, which we now have all private bathrooms.
Well, that's lucky. Yeah.
When we stripped down the shingles, we had the Historical Society come over, and when he saw the boards going in a certain way, he said, "Oh," he said, "that has to be at least 1690 or old or."
Because of the method of construction.
Right. The method of construction.
That's really neat when you can actually have that kind of era dating.
And stay in an historical building such as this. Each room is distinctively different.
It is. We've carried the theme from the previous owners where instead of having a room number, you have a room name.
So that's nice.
Pennies from Heaven, Penny Serenade, we have a Penny Lane from
that's
the Beatles song.
That's me.
Penny Earned, Penny Wise, and then
Steve Penny the Goalie.
Bill Penny the Railroad Conductor.
Actually, if your name was Penny, P-E-N-N-E-Y, that was the owners from a while. That was before the previous owners.
Okay.
And the reason why it was named the Penny House was because the Penny family owned the house.
Okay. Yeah,
right. And they're the ones who started the guest house. They always took in boarders here.
Mm-hmm.
And so the previous owners had said, yes, we'll keep it as the Penny House. They dropped the E.
Uh-huh.
And when we bought the property.
Right, Penny spelled like Steve Penny the Goalie.
Right.
Might have been
his
family, too.
It may have been. There's several pennies around.
And they've had rabbits in the backyard and called Bunny LaRocque, right?
Yeah. Well, that would be a rabbit on a rock.
Yes.
And then, of course, there would be a bird, the great blue heron.
Dennis the Blue Heron, yes.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay.
He was outside too long, so he turned blue, right?
Yeah, and of course the washer and dryer would be the dry den, yes. They'd call it Ken. Just hockey jokes.
Okay. I should know hockey. My son did play hockey down at the arena.
And you have a spa on site, which is very unusual for a B&B.
Oh, yes. Well, a lot of people, we've had massage therapy here for a couple of years.
One of my favorite words, massage.
Oh, yes. And so it started to become more popular over the past couple of years.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had always thought about becoming a physical therapist myself, and I just never had time. And it was always something I had wanted to pursue. And a friend of mine that was a massage therapist,
right.
I used to go to her every 2 weeks. I said, gee, you know, how long does it take? What do I need to do? And she said, oh, you know, you should check into it. It's a 500-hour course in most places. Just check because it's different from state to state.
Right.
So I went online and checked, and there was a Cape Cod Massage Institute and right in Orleans, and took me about 9 months, and
yeah.
I'm now all certified. And
oh, wow.
Yep, so I'm a licensed massage therapist, and we have another massage therapist that comes and helps me. Actually, we have
that
two.
That was the lady that came in yesterday.
Yes, that was Anne Marie who came in yesterday, right. And she's actually...
She had her tray with all kinds of really cool things.
That's her special tray that she brings with her.
EU products, a special
yep.
deep massage oil kind of thing.
Yep, that's for fibromyalgia. And she's also a Reiki master.
What is fibromyalgia?
It is a disease that a lot of women suffer from where you've got different pressure points on
right.
On your body.
Yeah.
And if you press them too hard, it causes, not even too hard, you can just... very light touch,
yeah.
And it's excruciating pain.
Ow! So yeah. My knees.
They actually, I went to a seminar, and they actually think it may have started from the chickenpox virus.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing how some common viruses though can cause the most
right.
excruciating pain. And in fact, myself, about 6 months ago, I caught something which was a cousin to the cold virus, and it manifested itself for some time almost like arthritis. You know, I'm way too young to have that kind of an overall infection the way
yeah.
it was. But according to the doctor, I mean, it all disappeared a couple of weeks ago still. I mean, it did its damage. So.
Oh, yeah. It can be very debilitating. But
yeah.
everybody seems to love massage.
Oh, yeah.
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 And the one thing that we do here is we do a lot of... couples massages. I know that sounds risque. It's not.
Oh, we wish it was.
We wish it was. Yeah.
I have gotten several phone calls wondering, what is this couples massage? What it is that it's sparring together with your partner, your loved one,
table
a friend.
Table here, table there. And,
two tables, yeah. two therapists, and it's a nice way to unwind together.
Yeah, we did this massage by the beach in Hawaii.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, it's the Maunalani Resort in on the Big Island of Hawaii. And, of course, they got his name wrong, so they called him Stephanie Picklin.
Stephanie!
Yeah. Which was funny as all hell.
And when that get news gets out in Provincetown, God help me.
Yeah. Well, they might be looking for you later.
Hey there, Taylor.
And I'm in the captain's quarters here as well.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, in the cabin boys' room.
Yeah.
Now, this particular room is something that Linda would absolutely love. It's got a great big four-poster bed and no block and tackle. But there's the... you've got an in-room jacuzzi here, and
yes.
you've got a second room that's having a jacuzzi just being built as we came in.
Right. We just finished it up. We had our first guest last night, and they said they slept wonderfully, and the jacuzzi tub works just great.
It wasn't that New Jersey guest, was it?
No, it wasn't the New Jersey guest.
We heard about them.
But, no, here at the Penny House, we definitely have the romantic triangle going on. We have the bed, the fireplace, and the jacuzzi tub.
Yeah.
Basically within...
Yeah, well, yeah. Now, is it a real fireplace? You can actually burn the wood in there? Is that decorative? Or
in the captain's quarters here, you can have... It's a wood-burning fireplace.
Okay.
In the other rooms, it's a flick of a switch with the gas fireplace. Definitely
right.
Much easier.
Mm-hmm.
To maintain,
yeah,
especially
yeah.
for you know a lot of younger people that
sure.
come that have no clue what a fireplace is.
Fireplace was that?
Yeah.
I don't want them to burn down the property either.
No, this is true.
Oh yeah.
But we also supply big candles around the jacuzzi tub. We do rose petals in the room for honeymoon getaways, and we do real rose petals along the tub, and
yeah.
so then kind of a rose petal bath, and we do chocolate dipped strawberries, and
I heard about that.
Yep, that Margaret was making those yesterday.
Yeah. Oh. Some of the food here for breakfast is really phenomenal. That was a great omelet that we had this morning.
Oh, the omelet roll. That's one of our specialties.
Yeah. One of the things I enjoy about Bed and Breakfast is so much is the people that you meet. And Margaret was fascinating, too, because she's originally from Australia. It caught my eye when I was walking in is there's this book about historic Australia. We're going to have to take a break real quick. We're going to come back more about the Penny House Inn right here in northeast of Massachusetts and our Cape Cod show. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jetsetter. Jetsetter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sport Sac, Birdling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jetsetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jetsetter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jetsetter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Everybody has fun tonight. Everybody has fun tonight. Everybody.
This is definitely the place to have fun. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford right here in Cape Cod, Eastham, Massachusetts. We're here to actually kind of relive some happy memories of Stephen's childhood. And that's one of the things I particularly enjoy about a lot of these places along the Atlantic Sea Coast is this overall feeling you get of the happy times of youth, where you're here and there's all these places that everything you liked, all the right colors are there, all the right kinds of foods, the places are there. Steve and I went to the drive-in movie Thursday night when we got it here.
Isn't that great?
Just up the street here from the
Yes, yeah. and then they show first-run movies like Shrek 2 and...
Yeah, we saw Shrek 2.
Yep.
We saw also the Harry Potter movie, although I have no earthly idea what all the fuss is about this movie, because the actual storyline of that particular movie could have been done in 15 minutes or less. Bad guy gets out of jail, turns out he's not really a bad guy, he's the good guy, he was framed, and the bad guy was this little mouse that follows him around. That is the story, end of, you know, sorry to spoil the movie for you, but that's all. The rest of it is fighting for no reason. Absolutely no reason. They're out in this swamp thing, and they're ready to go back home. The next scene could have been they walking home, end of movie, right? No. Then suddenly the moon comes out, and now more fighting, for no reason. So, I don't get it. I mean, that's my review of Harry Potter.
But it was the experience to be out there at a drive-in theater like 30 years ago.
Well, that was the nice part about it all. It was this drive-in theater that you go in, and they were playing all the promos that they had from
right.
the 50s, 1959. And you see, to our delicious refreshment stand going here.
Tim Earl Deep, voiced Anchorman, yes.
And you got to walk in there, and you got to get something from the refreshment stand.
Absolutely, so, especially with the hot dog bouncing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you saw that. There was a thing. The show starts in 5 minutes, 3, 2, 1, and then I don't know what it was. It was some kind of a role or whatever that was teaching the hot dog to make backflips.
Yes. I think they try to have it like the hot dog is actually a dog.
Yeah. Well, no, it was a lot of fun, but the whole thing evoked memories of the happiest times of my life, and that was the great thing here. Now, yesterday's movie run was Shrek 2, with the second movie was the Dodgeball, so that was a funny movie that I want to see anyway, and I thought, you know what better way to see it, but that's what I'm getting at. The whole area is of that feel. I mean, you've got mini-putts around here. When we went down to Orleans, we saw this mini-putt across from the restaurant we ate at, where they have a real waterfall there, and a real water wheel.
My son loves to go there. He's 13,
uh-huh.
And you know, he's always loves mini golf. Loves mini golf. Everywhere we go, mini golf. You know.
Oh yeah.
Ever since he was 4 years old.
Well, you got the mini golf shark right here.
Yes, I'll have to partake of a game, and I know where we'll have to do it when we're out.
Well, one thing for sure that has stood out among Cape Cod, for sure, is the friendliness and the warmth of the people. And it must be mentioned that there is a certain mini golf and fast food place just up the street, which is completely undeserving of any business, because they appear to be full already and completely uninterested in their customers.
Yes, so, why would somebody join the chamber if you're not interested in promoting it? Talking about things that were great, great many, many years ago. Of course, I guess when the founder passed away at age 95 last December, things...
Some people get in there and they say, well, so what? You know, I don't need the business, so why should I promote? Anyway, having said that, going down the street a little bit, there is a place called Collector's World, which, of course, in our conspiracy theorist mind, is probably all the people who go in but never leave, and then they get the addresses and go to the houses and get all their stuff. No, anyway, that's the horror movie author of mine, Horror at Pickford Manor, talking. But, no, Collector's World. And next to that is the Sea Dog Restaurant. And that place is really good. It's warm, inviting, sort of almost a saloon atmosphere when you get in there. But it's a bar, roadhouse, country kind of place. And they had live entertainment at night. They had open mic night on Thursday. They had karaoke night yesterday. Guess where I was? Hint, hint. And the food is fantastic. It's probably the best chili I have had anywhere, anytime.
They do have really good chili and really good nachos.
Yeah, well, you know, this is one place where I want to eat again for sure, because, and the people are so friendly and so nice. It was Tracy we met.
Yeah.
And Talk about hospitable. Mmm, and the food.
Oh, the food, the roast beef sandwich. Oh, best roast beef ever. I mean, this was taken from the prime rib. They keep the prime. It's the shaving
sliced
from the prime rib. Sliced prime rib.
Can you beat that?
No.
And then they take their prime rib that they make during the day and they chop it all up and they put it in the next day's chili. I mean, mmm, yum, 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 yum. Great carnivore like me. I like to tell people I'm an anti-vegan.
And you have
save
your
the plants. Give me the meat.
The sandwiches come with your choice of sides, can not just mandatory French fries. You choose French fries, macaroni and cheese, coleslaw. No, you know, six different side dishes you can have to accompany your sandwich, be it roast beef or the mega hamburgers or lobster roll sandwiches. Hey, a great lunch and dinner spot, the Sea Dog Restaurant and Saloon, and of course right next door is Collector's World and the Gift Barn on the other side, so you can spend a good couple of hours there shopping or doing, there's mini golf at the at Gift World.
And a great mini golf it is, and further down the street you have other interesting things to partake of. We had dinner at the Orleans Inn, which is a house that was built by a sea captain, Aaron Snow, and for his wife. And so,
and they have just a beautiful view out over the town cove.
Well, it is gorgeous, but it's also worthy to mention not only the food, absolutely delicious.
Oh, mega portions. You will not leave the Orleans Inn hungry. I had the Cape Cod trio, and you had the fried clams and the fried scallops and the cod and haddock and the pile of French fries on the plate and coleslaw and home-baked rolls.
And the people who own the place now, the innkeeper himself, the man has eight children.
Ed Mass.
I thought that four was courageous. Eight? That's insane.
Well, running an inn or a restaurant, you need eight kids to help you out.
They're terrific, too. I mean,
they are.
They are so friendly and so nice, and you see the guy is so proud of the whole place, and it was well worth going there for sure. Nice
people. It was in such dilapidated condition when they bought it. It really was. They've done a great job refurbishing the whole place.
That's a recurring theme I see here in Cape Cod, of course, is the refurbishment and the rejuvenation and the renaissance of certain places. We even saw that the Eagle Wind
Motel down
there. That was a horrible, horrible place before the people, the new owners, bought it and really renovated it.
Yeah.
And it's now, it's more of an, it's an adult, I hate to say the word adult hotel, but they don't.
Because that's the thing, I would book it in a second if it meant what I thought it did.
It's not the Hedonism 3 of Cape Cod, no.
I wish.
It's a very nice place, and they've really done a great job, and actually they're the only 3-diamond AAA motel in this area.
Well, they've done a lot in terms of renovations. You walk into there, and yes, it's got the standard layout of an ordinary 50s-style motel, yet they've got fantastically appointed bathrooms and nice tiled floors. But the entire philosophy of running this place is like a bed and breakfast.
Right.
They stress the service, and you can tell the people put their heart and soul into it. You know what? That really resonates with me when I see a small business person putting their heart and soul into a project, because that really wins with me.
Right. Yeah, and they've done a really great job. I mean, it was so dilapidated. It really was just really run down. It was just a pit when they bought it. It was. I hate to say that.
He was telling us exactly that, and that's what I meant about the various places. Nice to see the success story, just like here, the Penny House Inn, where you took the place over and you renovated it and turned it into a fantastically nice B&B.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Very romantic. It's the type of place where people come to have that sort of romantic getaway.
Oh, yes. We definitely specialize in the people who want a luxurious getaway.
Yeah.
And, you know, to have that special time with that special someone. It's important. And we actually do have families that come here. We do have a couple of suites, which is great because the kids have their own room.
Okay.
The kids have their own room with a trundle bed and a day bed, which is basically two single beds. And then they have their own TV, VCR in that room. And then mom and dad have their own little bedroom with the king-size bed and the jacuzzi tub and the balcony that overlooks the swimming pool.
Swimming pool.
Yeah, that's an unusual feature for a property this size. nice.
That was our latest, one of our latest renovations in this past, over the past winter. We just put an in-ground swimming pool in, and along with our treatment room for the spa.
The treatment room.
The treatment room that actually has
the stone spa.
Where you get stone.
Yes, that's right.
The stone therapy. Yes.
The stone, the hot stone therapy. And then we also have a hydro tub in there as well. So people who don't choose to have a room with a jacuzzi tub can actually get a jacuzzi tub after their massage.
Oh, yes, the stone therapy, which you were joking earlier, was, yeah, we shackle the men to the wall and the women throw stones at them, which reminds me of an old marbles game I played as a kid called Get Mad, where you used to pick up the other kids' marbles and throw them at them.
No, it's not quite like that. It's nice, warm stones.
Oh, yes.
Which are massaged on your body. It's actually from Hawaii. I'm surprised Stephanie didn't get to
We got to take a break right now. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun. It's great exercise and it builds confidence. And it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Roby generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles, sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Roby generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Said Reed has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Kind of fun spirit that you're going to get at Cape Cod. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Bill and Backus, Stephen Pickford, right here in Cape Cod, Easton, Massachusetts, having a great time, of course. One of these kind of happy-go-lucky good times that you can have up here on the Cape.
It's been the destination of choice for many, many years, banging on the drum like Thumpertown Beach, right?
Thumpertown Beach, yes, yeah. Keep bang on the drum, keep the devil on the run.
And the campground and the Christian revival movement of the late 1880s, early 1900s. Many getaways to the Easton area, of course, also of interest. I was reading that up until the late 1920s, this would have been of interest to Cindy Edwards at Comcast Cable.
The Blue House on the Hill?
No, they probably do have quite a few blue houses on the hill, but also it was the asparagus capital.
Oh, yes, asparagus capital.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, well,
so, we can't say why.
There is one particular correspondent of ours, Cindy Edwards. She now is on TV in Washington, D.C., who was having dinner with us in Vermont, and out of the clear blue sky, just kind of looks, does your pee smell funny after you've eaten asparagus? And I'm going, okay, where did this come from? Yeah.
That's the type of topic we were discussing just before.
That's the kind of thing, of course, that will stick with you for the rest of your life.
Yes.
I mean,
so next time, if anyone's watching Comcast Cable in the morning, you can think of asparagus and blue houses on the hill.
Well, that's another Cindy Edwards moment, because we had her talk about her hometown. And so she was talking about her hometown and how she would go visit her parents. And they were staying at a bed and breakfast there. But she says, but what the heck was it called? A blue house on a hill. I think it was called the Blue Bed and Breakfast or something. And she just couldn't remember. I'm thinking, if you stayed at a B&B, surely you're going to remember where you were. And that was a Cindy Edwards moment. Of course,
when you're staying at a beautiful property like the Penny House Inn, you will remember where you stayed. And, of course, you can call them for more information at 1-800-554-1751 or check out their website at www.pennyhouseinn.com. And yesterday we went up to a province town. We're 20 miles away.
The total is as far as you can go on Cape Cod is province towns. The last thing, you've got the Pilgrims Monument, and it's a really redone town because it was run down for a while and has been completely cleaned up and turned into a party town, really.
Oh, definitely it's a party town.
The locals call it P-Town, and I'm telling you, this place, it hips, it hops, it's fun. You walk down that main street and you have all kinds of shops lit up. You can walk through shops of all kinds. They have a place called the Hammock Shop, which was kind of cool to see. They have we ate at a restaurant there called Luva's, which is an Italian word that kind of means wine, I am told.
Wine, grapes.
Wine and grapes.
They have over 260 bottles collection in their wine cellar. And Peter Garza, he was a business partner and who wanted to own a restaurant. And hey, they got out of the rat race and the big city in New York and international finance.
I get that, because the peace and the quiet of this particular place and Cape Cod is one of the places you're going to want to settle down in if you want peace and quiet.
An old house just off of Bradford Street on a little alleyway where they have outdoor terrace for warm weather dining, and seats maybe 30, 40 people, and attention to detail, beautiful presentation of the dishes. You had the onion soup.
I never had onion soup quite this way, and of course the steak was called French onion sirloin, which was
tender,
delicious.
Tender. Melt in your mouth.
They call it soft potatoes. It was kind of a mashed potato puree with all kinds of seasoning in it. It was on the bed of the plate. And then on top of that, they had this sirloin, which was just to perfection. It was about an inch and a half thick with Gruyere cheese on it and the onions, all the caramelized onions, but not crisp. It was almost like just before it would become some kind of a puree itself. But the onions were soft, they were delicious, they were tasty, and I'm telling you, what a meal. I enjoyed it.
Luva in downtown Provincetown on Bradford Street.
Oh, yes, and they had an interesting sculpture there, which actually taught us why she sells seashells by the seashore. There was, well, it was a sculpture of a guy, and instead of a fig leaf, there he was wearing a seashell. So,
in honor of the destination.
Yes.
There's also, this weekend is the Portuguese Festival, which
yes,
is...
Yes, Ella would love that.
Provincetown back to its roots. Mm-hmm. And there's also a dancing cop. Did you see the dancing cop?
Didn't see the dancing cop because absolutely everybody was dancing.
Everyone was moving, and just enjoying themselves and a smile on their face.
There was an overall euphoric atmosphere going through Provincetown that everybody was just having a good time. They were glad to be there.
Oh, absolutely. Provincetown's a lot of fun, and a lot of people go up to Provincetown for the day and go and take a whale watch.
Go out for about
3.5 hours
to go
and watch the whales. And it's quite an exciting event if you don't get seasick.
I have done it from north of Boston out of Gloucester Harbor, and thank you.
Stephen's famous words, here comes your lunch, Moby.
So. Yes, word of advice, you don't go to Woodman's Fried Clams before going on the whale watch.
No. Although there was one person who wanted to join us on Travel World trips so much, but he would never contribute to the show. And so we told him, he says, tell you what, we'll make you a deal. And he says, if you're going to do this, then we will buy you first-class tickets and accommodation for 1 week anywhere in the world out of our own pocket. And so we told him, you've got to go to this particular ice cream stand called Haji's Ice Cream that we know, where each ball of ice cream is about the size of my fist that is here. My fist, which is about double the size of normal's fist. The Haji special is 25 balls of ice cream like this. It takes two kids to carry it. So we told him, we want you to eat 10 of those in 1 hour and then go to Woodman's Fried Clams. Then take the whale watch tour. And if you survive that...
you will get the tickets. And of course, even though I'm sure he was just dying to get those free tickets, he could not achieve the requirements.
He never called us again. Which actually is... That was the effect we really wanted. But we have such a great time when we come out here. This particular bed and breakfast is really... something special. Another thing that we didn't mention, of course, is that you have free video rentals. You have a lot of very recent movies in the titles, and you just pick what you want and you go watch them.
That's right. We also found that if we had HBO or Cinemax or paid cable, you get movies from a year ago, not your recent rentals. So we go out, we get the new VHS tapes and allow people to use them while they're here.
Yeah, pick what
take
you want.
Take anything you want.
Yeah, except for the dirty movies. That's what I want.
Well, there's many a rental store down the street that has that. So,
yeah.
Or you can bring your own. Which on occasion, people have. Yeah. And accidentally left them here.
And then you mix them in with the...
We got their gladiator, not our gladiator one time.
Yes.
We don't know who left it.
Billy, do you like movies about gladiators?
Needless to say, one of our guests did give it back to us.
Maybe
we should check them more often.
it's a nice thing to know that you can go in and you can watch virtually anything that you want to see when you get here, and you can bring your own tapes, and it's a romantic place, including even people from New Jersey who want to propose to their girlfriends here. Of course, they've got to be a bit more forthcoming. But we heard about that, but still, it's the kind of place that people are going to come from all over. And it's a nice, relaxing place. It's a romantic place, but it's also a soothing place. The Cape Cod here in Eastham, Steve.
Yes, the Penny House Inn, 1-800-554-1751. www.pennyhouseinn.com for information on Greater Eastham. www.easthamchamber.com. Right here on Highway 6 at the Penny House Inn. Minutes to both Cape Cod Bay, the beaches, Cooksbrook Beach, and First Encounter Beach, and all the other beaches along the bay side with its warm water and gentle rolling water. The tidal changes. Hey, beautiful area as well. They go over to the Cape Cod National Seashore Park, Coast Guard, and Nauset Light and Marconi Beach for a different experience of cooler water, and about the beautiful sand dunes. And of course, I take a marsh walk and through the red maple swamp just to get out there and smell the flowers, the salt marshes, hear the birds. beautiful, beautiful time. And minutes from all the great restaurants and outdoor activities such as mini golf and shopping. Hey, right here in the center of it all, the Penny House Inn.
Oh, and also it's one of the only places on the East Coast you can see a sunrise and sunset over water.
Oh, yes. My Colorado better come.
It is interesting to be on the Atlantic side of the continent and be able to see a sunset over the water. That would be over Cape Cod Bay. Well, this was a very, very fun
trip. WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana.
WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada.
And other stations throughout America.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided...